So don't waddle in that sin. Don't continue going on and on in that sin. In Psalms 119, when we look at Psalms 119, verse 67, the Bible says, before I was afflicted, I went astray. You see, before affliction came, before sickness came, I was cutting the fool, in other words. I was doing some crazy stuff, but then all of a sudden, body got kind of bad feeling and bad off. So what happened was it caused me to think about what I was doing out there, doing some things I shouldn't have been doing out there, sinning and grinning and that type of thing. And then all of a sudden I start getting sick or start feeling bad, and it shakes you up and say, okay, you better get yourself together. But the second part of verse 67 in Psalms 119 says, but now have I kept thy word. So points our attention and wakes us up from sin. That's the first thing to write down under can sickness teach us. Yes, sickness can wake us up from sin. Also in 1 Peter 4th chapter verse 1, the Bible says, for then as much as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise with the same mind. For he that suffereth in the flesh has ceased from sin. So that suffering can cause us to stop sinning. You suffer in the flesh enough, you're going to stop. You're going to call on God out of mercy. You're going to ask God to have mercy. You're going to stop that foolishness because you just can't keep going on feeling bad. So God can use that sickness. But remember now, under the third question, does he put it on you? No, he doesn't put it on you. He allows it to come, but he doesn't put it on you. More sickness should have come. If it had not been for the mercy of God, you'd have been dead. But God allowed just a certain amount, enough to drive you back into his presence. Praise God. And that's the second point. All right. First point is, yes, sickness can wake us up from sin. Number two, sickness drives us to the word. Sickness drives us to the word. Let's turn back to Psalms 119 and verse 71. The Bible says, it is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. It is good for me. Good for me. And of course, the term being afflicted also has the significance of being sick, getting sick, or feeling some type of infirmity or sickness in the flesh, or going through some things. It is good for me that I've been afflicted. And the reason why, the second part of the verse is that I might learn thy statutes or thy word or thy principles or what you've told me. You know, so sometimes sickness will drive us to study the word, his statutes, his precepts. Amen. His word. You get sick enough, you begin to pull that Bible open and begin to see what God is trying to say to you. Bless God. Now, the third thing under can sickness teach us? Yes, okay. Number three, sickness causes us to depend on God more. See, when we're sick, we're praying more. When we're sick, we're seeking God more. We want to know his purpose for our life. We want to make sure that this sickness ain't something that I bought on myself. And God, like the lady said in The Color Purple, trying to tell you something. Praise him. Looking at 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9, the Bible says, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raiseth the dead. So the sickness that came in us or came upon us, as Paul is telling the church here, is that which comes from sin. But the grace of God is what raises us. The grace of God is what causes us to seek God more and to depend on him and lean on him more. Amen. Now, as we go to the last section, we have five things we want you to write down. And the question is, what should we do if God doesn't heal us or our loved ones? Now, this is a very important question because very often people get angry at God, or they say, maybe I did something wrong and God is punishing me. Don't feel that way. Number one, give thanks in all things. In all things. Let me emphasize that. Give thanks in all things. I didn't say for, I said in it. While you're in it, while your loved one is sick, while they are under infirmity, while you are sick, while other ones are sick and you've been praying for, still give God thanks. We find that in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It says to give God thanks in everything because this is his will in Christ Jesus concerning you. It is God's will that you give him thanks. Number two, don't charge God foolishly. Don't charge God foolishly. Don't blame him. Don't blame God because somebody is sick. Sure, we have already said he can use it for his glory. Sure, he can use it to bring it to himself. But remember, God doesn't put sickness on you. So don't say, God, why you make my mama sick? God, why you kill my child? That's charging God foolishly. Don't do that. That's not God. Amen. Number three, don't blame yourself or your loved one. Don't just keep saying, well, it's your fault that you're down here sick. Yes, I admit there are some times that people are on the bed of affliction because they haven't taken good care of themselves. They haven't followed good health rules, the natural laws like we talked about earlier. Sometimes they have done some foolish things, gotten in an accident, praise the Lord, fall asleep behind the wheel of a car, run into an 18-wheeler, hit a car with a propane tank on it and blow it up, and several people in an accident, and thank the Lord you didn't die. And I'm saying all of this because this happened to me. I couldn't blame God, and I couldn't really just sit there and blame the environment. Yes, I could blame myself for going to sleep like that, or I could blame the devil or whatever. But just because I went through that ordeal, I shouldn't charge God foolishly or begin to lose sight of the healing, miraculous power of God. And incidentally, I am well and alive today. I have a rod in my leg, but I'm able to move, run, jump, and do whatever the Lord will allow me to do. That's a blessing. Amen. Number four, understand that sickness is on earth because of the fall in Genesis. Sickness is on earth because of the fall. Remember that. We said that earlier. Adam and Eve introduced sin into this world, and with the sin came sickness and diseases and the rebellion of the environment and the breaking of natural laws and all of that. Rebellion came in, which is the reason why we have the sickness that we have nowadays. So remember that. It's on the earth. It ain't going nowhere. Praise the Lord. Number five, and we're closing. Understand that God uses even bad things like sickness, like disease, like breakups, like disappointments to show his power. He uses bad things sometimes to show his power. Let God get the glory out of your life. Let him be God in your life. Let him be glorified in all that you do. Let him be magnified in your life. We're closing with Romans the 8th chapter, and read this along with us from verse 23 through 25, and then we're going to read verse 28. Verse 23 says, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of the body, for we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for what we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. We groan, we desire, these verses are saying, to be blessed, to come out of all of this affliction. We just keep on looking to God. We're desiring that, just like creation desires the redemption or the day of the Lord, when God will redeem all things back to himself. Some call it rapture, some call it the ecclesia. But we thank God that day will come. So we groan for that. We yearn for that. Verse 28, and we're closing. And we know, the Bible says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, even sickness, disease, infirmity, accident, heartaches, disappointment, all of that works together. If you love God, it works together for the good to them who are the called, according to the rest of the scripture, according to his purpose. And when you belong to God, you are the called. God bless you. Pray that these answers to questions about healing may help guide you in your future as you see the witnessing and witness the power of God healing you, your loved ones, and witness his glory in your life. God bless you. Amen.